Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Rob Has a Podcast. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and we are here tonight to talk through that fake double eviction that we just saw here on a Thursday night for Big Brother Canada 9. With me tonight, talk through it all, Melissa. How you doing, Melissa?
Well, I don't even know how I am at this point, to be honest. I like spent the whole episode saying, what? And walking around my apartment to the point where Dennis was like, what the heck is going on? Why do you keep saying what? So yeah, this has been a crazy night. Very exciting. I had a great time watching it. This is kind of what you want from, if you're going to have a twist like this, or if you're going to have a double eviction, this is the kind of episode you want. So all good things on my end, minus the like last little bit where they're like, no feeds. And also we're going to find out on Monday. So not great at the end. They didn't fully land the plane, but you know, the flight was good.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a nice flight. And then, they really botched the landing and now we're stuck in the plane for 3 days, 4 days, 5 days, 4 days.
Yeah, exactly.
Also with me tonight is Sasha. How you doing, Sasha?
Great. You know, this is exactly how it feels to get off a roller coaster or at least be on it. So I think for all you people that, you know, maybe don't ever want to go on a roller coaster ever, just watch Big Brother Canada 9. And that's what you feel. I don't know. I feel so much adrenaline. Like, I agree, Melissa. I feel like I was Beth, right? Like when she loves to jump around like crazy, like that was me today for sure.
Did you do some push-ups?
Yeah, you know, I can't. I made fun of her last time, but you know, I definitely cannot do any push-ups. So no, not this time.
Honestly, can we just say like how crazy this was? Like, I just feel like it's like people were doing things I did not expect them to do. Like, I'm sorry, I did not expect Ty to put up Beth. I was hoping he would, but when he kind of looked around, I was like, okay, maybe he's not going to go through with this. Then he did it. And I was like, oh my God, Beth's going to go out and it's going to be Beth versus Jed. And then they vote out Tara. Like, I'm sorry. In what world is this a good move for both Kiefer and Brayden? Like, it really does not make any sense to me. And I get that it's like, okay, well, Beth's won some Tara's won some competitions and the jury hates Beth, but it's like, this is just so bad. Like, Tara has won like two competitions. Like, I'm sorry, she's not some strategic mastermind or some like super athletic threat. Like, it just does not make any sense why they would vote out Tara.
Yeah. I think it all comes down to this whole notion that Jed is the golden god. The Jed is just this amazing player, the one of the best to ever play the game. And that's why they were so desperate to take him out. And they needed to do it. They can't, Jed, I can't win the game if you're here. And then when Jed left, it was, well, Tara's the one that took Jed out. So now she's unbeatable. Now we need to get Tara out of the game. And we just saw from the jury tonight that Beth is more likely to win a jury vote than Jed is. But they don't see it that way. They think Beth is drawing dead. They think Beth is a goat. Kiefer and Ty talked about this. They think that Tara is better at competitions and much more likely to win a jury vote because Beth is Beth, and Tara took out Jed.
Like, come on. First of all, I know that everything we think is the right thing to do, they will obviously do the opposite. So are we really surprised? Like, or we shouldn't be surprised, rather, maybe I should say. But I agree. I don't understand why they took out Tara. But I think in their backwards logic, it all makes sense. It's like, yeah, A to B. So A was take out Jed. Oh, Tara, got it. You're next. Sorry about it. Beth is just there. A mess. A mess.
I just feel like I am, Brayden has just sunk so low for me. I just feel like he has not, number one, he hasn't done anything, and everything he's done has been bad for him. Like, I'm sorry. He's just like, unfortunately, it's not one of those situations where it's like, oh, but they'll pull it out in the end, or like, oh, we're just not seeing it or something. Like, he's just actively making decisions that are bad for him. So yeah, that's a no-go for me, unfortunately. Like, I just feel like I actually respected Ty a lot in this episode. I felt like I could really, I was torn, to be honest, because I loved Jed in this episode. And I was like, oh, Jed, I like felt for him. I was like, this poor guy, he's so loyal. He's like, he just wants to be with his friend and his girlfriend, and they're both betraying him in the same episode. Like, this is crazy. You don't really see that. I mean, this, honestly, Taryn, you, like you said, this is like the most brutal betrayal in Big Brother history, I think. And so like that, seeing that is just like, oh, but at the same time, I'm looking at Ty and I'm like, I love this. Like, I do enjoy like someone who's like, look, I just need to put the game first. Like, I need to put me first. It's not about like just being loyal to somebody. It's like, how do I get forward in the game? And yeah, this is a hard decision, but I must do it. And then he goes and wins HOH and puts up the two people who I'm like, yes, that's who you should be putting up. And it was just like, everything was lining up. And then all of a sudden it was like, oh, this was all to get Tara out. Wait, what? Like, it just doesn't make any sense. Yeah. Also, now he looks bad to Beth because he put Beth on the block and she didn't go. I mean, unless he talked to her beforehand and was like, yeah, I'm going to put you up, but you're not the target. Even then, it's like, don't risk it.
He just so exposed now he his looks loyalties. Bad.
Right, exactly.
Brayden and Kiefer are who he's most loyal to.
Exactly.
And he obviously, I can't blame Ty for not pulling the trigger on Beth. In the sense that this is especially bad, given that Jed is going to potentially walk back in the door.
But right.
It is especially bad that he did not pull the trigger on Beth, yes, because Jed is about to potentially walk back through that door. And guess who he's going to be taking a look at?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. And now it's like, I mean, Jed is going to come back in. I mean, if Jed comes back in, he's working with Beth. I mean, what else is he going to do?
Jed and Beth. And they will be two of the four people competing in the next HOH competition. Mm-hmm. I imagine that they are not going to allow Ty to compete in the next HOH. That is not typically how they have functioned. He, in my opinion, should be able to, given the fact that he just had his HOH potentially nullified. But at the same time, I can see an argument where maybe he shouldn't be able to, given the fact that there's a chance that Jed comes back, and that was technically not on Ty's HOH. So I'm actually going to take that back. That would allow Ty to have two consecutive HOHs and get two consecutive people out if Tara doesn't come back in, which would be very unfair. So never mind. Ty shouldn't be able to compete. And I don't think he will. And I think that's the right call now that I've thought it through.
good analysis, Tara.
That was so fast. Come back later. Bye.
No, yes. I honestly, it's so bad. I think it would have been a lot better, honestly, narrative wise, even to have Beth leave and then have Beth and Jed compete. One of them comes back and is pissed at Ty. Either way, they're pissed at Ty, but at least it's one of them with Ty. And then it's like the two of them are butting heads. Now it's like, oh, so the trio's back together, but they're not. They're mad at each other now. But now Beth and Jed are just going to work together, and then Ty's on his own again. Oh, okay. So like, this whole big risk, this whole big turn on your ally thing was all for nothing, because it's not great narratively.
It's not great. Yeah.
Yeah. And Beth and Ty aren't really like that. You know, I feel like Jed was kind of the glue for the both of them. So that's another reason again, she's so mad. She's the one that walked Jed up, you know, the stairs, right, to say bye to him. So to me, it's like, it's so obvious that Beth is playing the I was loyal to my man this whole time. Right. So why wouldn't you want that out? Because you want Jed's vote, right? So to me, mm-hmm. if I want Jed's jury vote, I need to eliminate Beth from that scenario, or I don't think I'm getting it, because we both screwed him, but she screwed him a little less. Like, if you know, like walking him up.
You're right. The correct move is to get out Beth in that scenario. When you have Beth versus Tara sitting on the block, the correct move is to get out Beth. Like, there's no question about it. Like, yeah. It was startling to me that they did that. I just could not believe it. I mean, I believe it because it's them, but like, it logically makes no sense to take out Tara in that scenario. So now Tara's pissed. Jed's pissed. Everyone's mad. Like, everyone's mad at everybody. And it's just like, I don't even know where to go from here. It's just like, everyone's mad.
For the amount of absurd confidence that is in this house, they are all playing incredibly scared, but in a fun way, where like normally when people play scared, they're like, they just need to sit tight. Mm-hmm. These people are playing scared aggressively.
scared.
I can't win this game. I'll lose the jury vote. I can't lose the jury vote. So I need to take out Jed. Oh no, but Tara took out Jed. I need to take out Tara. Oh no, but now Ty took out Tara. Now we need to get rid of Ty.
They're like, nobody can have a bigger move than me.
Yeah, exactly. It's like the food chain, right? Like, who's the next person up the food chain? Oh, they gotta go.
And the person who should be the most scared is Brayden. And what is Brayden doing?
Nothing. Brayden is
sick. Oh, I want a veto. I don't need that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'll nominate myself. I won't put up a fight if you want to nominate me. Girl, what are you doing, my guy? Like, this is wild. Like, also, can someone shake him? Like, it's crazy.
Something that's interesting is like, so, you know, okay, Beth runs into the, or sorry, not Beth. I keep confusing Tara and Beth. Tara runs into the room and is like, I have so much to tell you.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm presuming that she's going to tell Jed that Kiefer came up with the plan and that Ty was all in on it all along and that Beth was in on it and that everyone or whatever she's going to say. Beth wasn't really in on it, but you know what I mean? Like, whatever she's going to say is basically like everybody was in on this plan and like, so you should be pissed at everybody is essentially she's going to give out all the secrets because she's mad.
Assuming she was able to, because it seemed like it was potentially shut down, but she might have. She did tell Jed this morning that it was all a plan all along, but he didn't really believe it because Ty kept denying it. And Beth was denying it as well.
And now she has nothing to lose.
Right. And Beth thought that she was being implicated in that. So she was also like, no, it was never a plan all along. I would imagine now Tara has nothing to lose. She's going to say the full plan and Jed is going to come back in knowing that Ty was playing him the entire time and lied to him about it all the way up until his eviction. So if Ty comes back in, that would be the case. I think if Tara comes back in, I think she is teaming up with Beth personally. They just got put on the block. She's going to say, obviously those three guys are working together. It's us two against them and it'll be a 2v2 HOH competition. And that's still bad for Ty because he's the one that just sent Tara out the door. So this is a very bad scenario for Ty, especially if he can't compete in this veto competition or this HOH competition. He will need to win that veto competition if he wants to have a chance. Or he might be able to get the target off onto Kiefer because the Kiefer betrayal might hurt them more. Or might hurt Tara more, at least.
I also think that the Kiefer betrayal will be a big... I mean, obviously, well, you know, I don't know. It's tough to say because Kiefer can always run back on the whole, like, you put me up first. I just felt like I had to, you know, retaliate. And he'll say, Jed will say, like, but you promised. And he's like, yeah, I had to stay.
With Jed, he's like, going to be more mad at Ty for sure. With Tara, she might be more mad at Kiefer because Kiefer's been really in with her for a while. But she also had a final two with Ty. So I think she'll be pissed at Ty. I think she'll also be pissed at Brayden. But Brayden at least has the excuse of, hey, you put me up. And she'll be like, you said it was okay. And he'll be like, it's never okay.
I think you're giving him, unfortunately, too much credit. Like, I don't know. Yeah. He'd be like, I understand.
I just had to pull you out.
We've been talking about Brayden for way too long. And I still haven't talked about this. And it's driving me wild because Brayden won the veto in this double eviction. and chose not to use. This is his first win of the season. Mm-hmm. Brayden needs to do something, anything. And what a move he could have made if he uses this veto on Tara or Beth, whichever one. Mm-hmm. Tara is probably literally the better anyone. Call at this point.
Yes.
Forces Kiefer on the block and says, we need to get, if you want me to use this veto on you, we need mm-hmm. to get Kiefer out. Vote with me to get Kiefer out. He's the biggest bet to win this game. If Brayden takes out Kiefer via the veto, he becomes
the front runner,
and he can compete, he thinks,
in the
final four HOH and veto. His opportunity to take a shot at this thing.
He could have played it he could have played it up too and said, like, look, I the whole time I wanted to make moves, but I couldn't because I wasn't winning anything.
Yes.
I had to sit back. I had to just survive until finally I won something and I made the biggest move of the season, blah, blah, blah. He could play that up. And like everyone would be like, wow, okay, wait, so he was just sitting around until he could do something. Okay, like, I just feel like he could have done something. Big mistake.
I think 1,000%, the jury watches those tapes. They see Brayden win the veto, and they're like, are you kidding me? Kiefer is right there. What are you doing? Okay, at least he's taking out Beth.
Tara.
That's why he was doing it. I thought he was like, okay, we all know we're gonna put out Beth. Let's keep the noms the same. Because at first I thought he was gonna use it on Tara. And then like to show like, you know, loyalty, good, I don't know. And so I was like, okay, he's gonna use it on Tara. Then he doesn't use it on Tara. And I'm like, okay, well, they must have already talked. They must know that it doesn't matter who's sitting on the block next to Beth because they're getting out Beth. Then they go in there and the DR and they're like, oh yeah, I'm voting to evict Tara. I literally was shocked. I was running around the apartment. It's insane.
Yeah. Did something happen? Like, you know, in the we know that this is shot before, so they could have edited it and showed us. But I feel like something also happened because Keith, right, comes into the voting, like to Arissa, and he's like, I hate this game. I hate this game. So I like to me, did something happen? Did, you know, Beth?
I think, I think he just felt bad because he was voting Tara out and he had promised her the sun and the stars and the moon.
He didn't feel bad for voting Jed out.
He did. I mean, he said the same thing.
I know, but still.
Yeah. Honestly, this was such a crazy episode. I just feel like I wish we could see someone come back. Like, or at least do this episode on Wednesday. And then on Thursday, we get to see someone come back. So at least it's like, oh, okay. We're like moving forward. Now we're all hyped up. Now we have a whole weekend to cool off.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Monday, we're like, wait, what happened again?
We're
going to
start the episode with rolling some balls up a ramp. Yep. And we're going to be like,
no one's going to care.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's going like, to be a lot of
fluff. You've got the momentum right now.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like, do it now. Ugh, it does not make any sense.
Imagine a world where the episode ended on Jed walking through the doors.
Something that's
exactly wrong with Big Brother Canada.
Exactly,
they don't know what they're doing.
Yeah,
and we're missing out on all the what we think is right gonna be the aftermath of like this person walking through the door.
Just gonna have to rely on the narrative,
and we know how that's been.
Yeah,
not so great stupid. For anyone wondering,
it does not make any sense why we don't have feeds for this whole time. It's garbage. Honestly, it's like okay, like. Let us wait to the episode to see the competition, but at least give us feed so that the live feeders can watch like the aftermath. It's like, you think we're not going to watch the episode? Like because we've gotten live feeds? Like, no, we're going to watch the episode. It doesn't matter. Like give us the feeds though. So we can at least enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. When I heard about this twist, I was extremely disappointed. And I said at the time that there's a chance it could work. There are things I like about it. But most likely it's going to flop like most of these things would. It's too late in the game. The chances of it being good are so small. And it couldn't have been written better. They got so unbelievably lucky that this is the week of all weeks. Mm-hmm. They got so lucky. This twist landed so well. When Jed walks out the door and it's like, You're not out yet. And he walks straight back into the HOH room. It's amazing. And it's amazing
that
because,
so good.
Because of everything that happened leading up to it, where you're rooting for Jed because you're feeling so emotional in this moment. And maybe you're not rooting for Jed, but you're rooting for like, oh, wow, this is exciting.
It was so cool.
Under normal circumstances, if the trio had stuck together and they had sent out Jed, and it was like the underdogs finally have a chance, and then Jed walks right back into the HOH room, it would have been like, oh my god. But this was amazing. They got so lucky, and then they just can't do anything right. They just can't fully do anything right.
They just like they constantly are fumbling away. The bag. Yeah, like literally constantly fumbling.
Do they not have somebody like talking to them about what the fans want? I just feel like it's like, I mean, where's Arissa in this? Doesn't she know? Like, I just feel like it's like every time it's like anybody, any one of us, any of the Twitter fans, like it's like anybody could be like, yeah, no, don't do it like this. This is not a good idea.
Yeah.
And like, I feel like this is the case every single time.
They can pretend like, oh, well, you know, look, the show is for the people who watch the show. Like we wanted to do this for the show. But that makes no sense. Because the people that just watch the show, they don't watch the feeds. They don't know about what's happening on the feeds. So they wouldn't know.
They won't care.
The only people that you're hiding this from are the people that watch the feeds. And guess what? The people that watch the feeds, they want to watch the feeds. Mm-hmm. You're not doing them any favors.
And yeah. I feel like people that watch the feeds keep the show relevant every day, every hour, right? Like people that watch.
Why do you want to be not relevant for five days?
The amount of momentum they are losing right in this moment. They have so much momentum. And genuinely, I think this happens a lot. It usually happens with the triple eviction. I think this is going to kill the momentum of the season. I think we're going to pick up. We're going to pick back up on Monday. By the time we get back in, everyone's going to be out of it. We'll come back in. I'm sure these players will give us great stuff. I'm sure we'll have some fun with the ending of the season, but this is a huge buzzkill and a huge momentum killer, in my opinion.
They can still turn it around. I mean, literally just turn the feeds on. Like they can still do that.
Saturday night, right? Like to give us like a little bit of like talking, right? Like keep it relevant a little to be like, oh, what will happen? What will happen? And then Saturday night they show up, you know, at least you get a little bit at night where give people something. Get to decipher, you know, like I like when you have to put stuff together and then the next morning, maybe you actually know the answer. Fine. But it's wild. So many days. And then to me, it's just simple, like, understanding, right? We're in a pandemic. People have short attention spans. People literally will forget. Like it's simple, like sociology of like understanding people and how their brain works.
It's like, do they not have a consultant? Like, do they not have consultants on the show? It's like, how could they fumble the bag like so much, so hard all the time? It's like, why? And I hate that we're like having to constantly say this because I do love Big Brother Canada and I love Arissa and like, it's a great show, but it's like, they do so much wrong all the time. Like that could be right. It's not like, oh, they do it wrong, but like, it's hard. You know, they had to make a bad choice. It's like, no, like these are easy decisions. Like why? Like, I'm sorry. Like dating back to like when Kirsten was going to be on the show and then they're like, oh, by the way, she's not going to be on the show. Like, that was so stupid. Like I know people get pissed off that we bring that up like all the time, quote unquote, but like, there are so many instances where Big Brother Canada just does it so wrong. Yeah. Like, I'm sorry. Like, I just feel like this whole episode, I was like, what's going to happen? Oh my God, what a great show. This is so amazing. Running around to my apartment, like screaming. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, so wait, the episode's over though. And now we also don't get feeds. Like we don't even get to see who's coming back in the house. And we also don't get feeds once they do. And then we have to wait 5 days and then watch an episode to find out. Like, this is so dumb.
Also, I just realized this. Aren't sponsors mad? Like their feeds are free because, you know, they're getting like sponsors just showing up and we're getting those ads. So aren't sponsors like, oh, like, why aren't you? This is going to be probably one of the highest trafficked you know, clicks right on the site. So to me, aren't sponsors going to be like, why aren't you showing my ads anymore? Like, I'm sure they still are, but I just mean like for live feeds, like you're not going to show my ads anymore on my content. Like if I'm a sponsor, I'd be like, you just screwed me too. Not just the audience. Like, why am I paying for this?
Yep. It just, the whole thing doesn't make any sense. And like, we could go on forever and ever and ever about how stupid it is, because it is. Sorry, it is. But like, it's just, I don't know. It's like, I just don't understand why. So dumb.
Yeah. Well, it's what we're working with. It's definitely disappointing because it really does feel like, it feels like watching these players. Where I'm like, oh, you finally did something wrong. Never mind.
Yeah, never mind. You didn't.
It was an accident. And now you're okay. Yep.
And now you're back.
So here we are. Let's talk through some of what we saw here. We started the episode with Brayden. I mean, we've talked about Brayden. Brayden starts the episode. I need to act mad that I just got put on the block. But oh boy, I'm actually in on this plan. I'm going to do backflips if it works out. Like, you shouldn't be proud that you are in on the plan that put you on the block.
Yeah, that's embarrassing.
You should be mad, my guy. Like, again, oh my God, it like drives me crazy. Again, I know already talked about this stuff's already talked about, but it drives me crazy that like, where's the fire? Or, you know, where's that like, I need to get to the end and like, they're screwing me and I'm just kind of being used as like a pawn or like a piece in their chess game. And like, this isn't my game. Like, when will he understand that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We hear from Tara that she took a risk, but she thinks that she's set up well.
Uh-oh.
Didn't that pan out? How many people were telling me this was a great move by Tara not putting Ty on the block? She gained so much favor from Ty by keeping him safe.
Yeah, who immediately turns around and puts her on the block. Okay.
Great move. Well worth the risk here. Ty says everyone is celebrating for different reasons. He's celebrating because Jed's leaving. Jed's celebrating because Brayden's going up on the block. Beth's celebrating because she just got saved. Jed's like, oh, now I've got a campaign to you guys. And Ty's like, get out of my face campaigning to me, bro. This is the start of a week long of Ty, like, hardcore gaslighting. And I keep saying that. And I feel like I'm being flippant with the term, but it's genuinely what is happening. The Ty was like, he's hardcore like, gaslighting Jed all week.
Yeah.
Like, how could you think I would turn on you? Yeah. Oh, I just feel like
paranoid.
There's really no reason, though. I just feel like it's like, that's really the one thing. It's like, I totally get where Ty is coming from when it's like, number one, when he hasn't necessarily made the decision, he's kind of thinking like, what should I do? You don't like tell your ally that you're thinking about voting them out, obviously. But once you've made the choice, like, why not tell him? Like, once everyone's agreed on it, like, that's the move, is to like be compassionate and be like, look, I love you as a person. You're my best friend in the house, but you're so good. And I don't have a chance to win if you're in this house. This is my one chance to get you out. Like, I don't want to make this move, but I feel like this is the only way forward. Then obviously they're going to campaign to you. They're going to try. But if you sit there and you like tell them like, look, I just have to do this and I'm so sorry. Like, you don't burn that bridge. I mean, there's nothing. I could understand like before veto or something, if you were trying to get him to like do something, but it's like after that, when he's sitting there on the block, like, you know, there's no reason not to just be honest and truthful with him at that point.
And you want to be the first person that tells him, like, Beth snitched.
Right, now Beth gets it.
Yeah. And Beth snitched on all of you. Like, idiots. Like, come on. And to me, it's crazy. They're all crazy if they think that he wouldn't have found out. Like, just, you're delusional if you didn't think he would find out. And like, someone, this house literally vomits so quickly that to me, I'm beating everyone to the punch because I need that jury vote, because they love to talk about jury, but jury management is like a big L.
Yeah, they're saying in the chat, the episode made Ty look a lot more compassionate than he was on the feeds as well. Like, if you thought that he was cold in this episode, you should have been watching the last like 4 days of feeds, because it has been pretty brutal for the last 4 days, up until just this morning. And they showed this clip toward the end of the segments where they were showing clips where he was still lying to Jed. Jed was like, was this the plan all along? Of course not. What are you talking about? Mm-hmm. And blaming Beth and saying the only reason I have to do this now is because you don't trust me enough. You're never going to I'm never going to be able to come back from this. Like, ooh, boy.
Yeah. Also, it's like if the reasoning for like lying about this is like he wants to like look good for jury votes or something, it's like he's going to find out in the jury. Like if even if he doesn't find out before he leaves, he's going to find out once he's in jury that you were in on the plan all along. Like that will burn him even more than you telling him now. Like, look, I really did it. I mean, the lying is worse than the voting out. So I just feel like it's just not a good move. And then also, you know, it's got to make Jed feel like horrible when Kiefer and Ty and even Beth are like, look, like you ruined the alliance by turning on Kiefer and, you know, you can't come back from that. It's like, you guys were all in on this. You were all going to do it.
Ty pushed harder than anyone.
Right. Yes.
Like, it's not a Jed decision. Jed, like, was the only one who could actually make the move. But, like, they were all aligned. They were all going to do it. So then to push it on Jed and be like, look, like, you betrayed everybody's trust, really, if you think about it. It's like, no, we didn't. You were all in on this. The only person who can use that argument is Kiefer.
Yes. Yes. And he like,
that's
did.
It.
And Kiefer. Yeah. Kiefer, I think Kiefer was fine. Kiefer did also lie a lot longer than he needed to. But when he finally said it, he was like, dude, you put me up. And things changed after that. Mm-hmm. And I'm here to win this money. And that is what is important to me. At least he owned up to it in that moment. Ty still like never did as far as we know.
But also it was kind of weird. I didn't like where Keith was like, I need the money more than you. Like everyone's
he's very annoying about that.
Yeah. And like, mm-hmm. it's just frustrating because it's like the pain Olympics. I don't want to play it. No mm-hmm. one needs to play it. Mm-hmm. Like everyone deserves the money for whatever reason, even if it's because they just played a good game, that's fine. Like, again, I think Keith is the least frustrating of this moment, but like this, moment. Yeah, but you know, the smugness, like that's why I can't like root for Keith because of this, like he's so smug.
Yeah. But it's just like this is the problem that Paul had, right? In Big Brother 19, which is that he never like Ty is never going to, I mean, he might now, but Ty was never going to have the opportunity to actually be real with Jed.
Yeah.
Because he was going to lie to Jed all the way until he walked out the door. And then Jed would eventually find out. No, he really was in on it before. So everything that he said to you after was a lie. And every explanation must have been a lie. He was playing me that whole time. Like, what is real? I don't even know. And so, like, you have nothing at that point. It's a terrible move.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No reason to do it.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Brayden talks to Beth about taking out Jed. This was weird too. We get Ty in the diary room, like, I don't know if I can do this. I feel so bad about this. And I was like, where is Ty lying to us right now?
It seemed like it. I mean, his like facial expressions and the way he was like very robotic. It was just like, I just feel really bad. I don't know if I'll be able to go through with this. So I'm just going to make this move.
Zero indication on the feeds that this is what he was feeling at all. When he was alone, when he talked to Kiefer, when he talked to Brayden, when he talked to Jed, when he talked to Beth, like zero at all indication that he felt this way.
Do you, like, to me, don't you feel bad, right? Like, production maybe is telling him to say a few things. I'm going to assume at least. But it's, wouldn't you feel bad? Like, I'd be like, sorry, I want, you know, people to like me or be for me to be the villain, right? Then the fine, be the villain. Like,
yeah, do something.
Last
go
time
one way or the other.
Exactly. This like weird flippy floppy. I feel so bad. No, you lie. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just, you don't feel bad and just be honest. And I understand that production maybe said it and I wonder needed if they, it, but still.
I wonder if they were trying to get him to say this so that they could have like, oh, maybe he won't do it.
Yeah.
And like, this is like, he wasn't intentionally trying to lie to us for sympathy or anything like that. And it was just sort of like, this is the only way that we can pretend that he might not do this. But either way, it was like, come on, guys, come on.
Yeah, it's very odd. I feel like he either needs to lean into like full on villain and like, yeah, well, I'm here to win this game. And like, I don't care. I'm heartless or whatever. Like, you know, something like that, or lean full on into like, this is such a hard move for me. I don't know if I could go through, you know what I mean? Like, cause otherwise it's like, oh, okay. So like, you're just kind of wishy-washy, but you don't really have a perspective on it. Like, I don't know. I just feel like I don't know if he feels bad and I don't know if he feels nothing. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Well, Melissa, how does it feel to be on the up?
Huh?
How does it feel to be on the up?
Be on the up.
It was like the Cardi B song, right? Like, that's all I could think of. Like, I literally was like, if it's up, then it's up. Like, that's all I could think of.
Yeah, there you go. Simple question. I don't know why this is so confusing for you guys. This is
very simple.
This is a weird little segment to fit in.
They're trying to give, I think, Bray more again time to like, you know, have some cute little moments so we like him more. Like, that, I can't imagine any other reason.
Yeah. Mojisa said, do we think if Jed comes back, he would ever forgive Ty? I don't think he would ever forgive Ty. I think that he could forgive. I think that he could go to Kiefer and be like, we even. But I don't think he can go back to Ty after the way that Ty acted. I think that there's a chance that if Ty had been open and honest right away, that they might have been able to work things out. But I don't think he can go back to Ty. There's just nowhere to work.
I think it depends. I think it also depends like who is in power. Like, I feel like it's like,
oh yeah,
if Kiefer wins HOH, obviously he's going to go to Kiefer and be like, yeah, no, we're good. We're even, like, totally understood, but let's like move forward from here. But, you know, if Kiefer doesn't win and Beth wins or something, I'm sure he'll be like, okay, yeah, Kiefer and Ty on the block. Who cares?
Yeah. So here's another part of the episode that I think may be confusing to some of the viewers who mostly watch the episodes and honestly, maybe even confusing to some of the people watching the feeds. We're going to get Beth. She says she's developed some strong feelings for Jed. If there's going to be a flip, she wants to be in on it. She's going to talk to Ty. Ty tells her he's not here to make friends. She then says to us, well, I feel bad. I can't just do this without telling Jed. So she goes to Jed and she says, hey, Jed, Ty's lying to you. And this is the moment where Jed finds out the first time, and then Ty continues to lie to him for days, and it goes back and forth and back and forth. But this is the first time he finds out, and he is pretty devastated. Let me just say that what my belief is here on Beth, I feel like obviously she wanted to be the one to make the move to take out. She wanted to have that like Netta John moment, but She definitely didn't want other people to do it. And when it came down to it, I don't think she had the heart to actually do it this week. If she was able to, she would not have done this. I don't believe she would have. When she told Jed that first time, she was saying to him, we need to try and figure out a way to get you to stay. Beth has been campaigning for Jed to stay for days now, while at the same time trying to like save face with her own game. Like, hey, I'm in on it, guys, but what if we did that? And so that's, she's kind of been riding that line. And I think she's been riding that line with herself as well, where like, I'm definitely the cutthroat person, but I can't let Jed go home. And so that's where I feel Beth is at. This is also where Beth is at. If that's what you want to call him. And so, I think that's why this could be confusing to a lot of people, because she does want to be in on the flip, but she's not actually with the flip. She was actually campaigning to try to keep Jed around.
Yeah, I think if she had her way, she would cut, it would be her and Jed in the final three, and then she'd cut Jed.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's what she wants, is like, let me get there with Jed, but then like, I'll make the power move and cut him. Like, I don't think she wants him out right now. I don't think she thinks it's the time, and I don't believe it's the time for Jed to leave for her.
Yeah.
Like, I think that it's a bad move for Jed to leave for her.
And I think part of it too is that like, she can't like handle the fact that she's not in control of a move.
Yeah.
And so that was really like conflicting inside of her. But the bottom line is that she was trying to keep Jed around this week. And there was a lot of campaigning in that direction. So Jed, now realizing that Ty has potentially turned on him, says, oh, this could be the dumbest move in Big Brother Canada history. And Ty just says to him, Jed is crying to him. Ty says, you made this move for us, so now it's our job to return the favor, knowing full well he has no intention of doing so. It's post-veto, man.
Like, it's brutal. Yeah, it's like he can't take himself off. Like, he can't take himself off now. He's on the block. Like, it's ultimately up to you to make the decision. Like, just tell him. Like, I mean, there's nothing he can do to turn it around.
We've talked
like,
it to death at this point, but yeah.
Yeah. Or at least, like, say that I'm being wishy-washy. You know, like, oh, like, you know, at least kind of show that there is some doubt in my heart, right? Even if you start there, at least then give yourself a leg to stand on. Like, he's just laying there, and he's like,
So then we get the conversation between Jed and Beth, and Beth is gonna cry afterward. There's a lot of crying in this house, which I'm a fan of. I want this game to be emotional. Then we get what has to be, I would say, one of the most perplexing decisions I've seen from production, but it's honestly not even close. It's just run of the mill. Absolutely can't imagine what they were thinking. Why are we getting a jury segment in the middle of a double eviction episode where there's more to do after the double eviction? I'm not saying that they, I'm definitely saying that they should have included the battle back competition in this episode, but even if they hadn't, the double felt very rushed by itself, and it needed a little bit of room to breathe. And there's a whole segment here that is easily choppable and just move it to a different day where there's not a double eviction happening. You already had, there was so much content from the week that they had to show leading up to the Jed eviction, especially in order to get the proper like feelings when Jed walks into that HOH room. And so like you had a packed opening, a packed double eviction segment. Why are we getting a jury segment? I've never in my life been so annoyed with a jury segment. Usually by this time in the game, I'm like, I can't wait for a jury segment. I can't wait to watch these people that I've been missing for a while. But I don't care if you've scheduled it for today, make a judgment call and postpone it. And first of all, you really don't schedule it for a double eviction day. Schedule it for a different day. But even if you have scheduled it for today, push it. You don't need it. And it's taken up way too much time.
Plus, it doesn't give us anything. Like, I just feel like at this point, it's like there's no huge reveal or anything like that. And like, also, like, we've seen Ro and Victoria like doing interviews together. I guess not everybody has, but like we've seen them doing interviews together. So we know like they already know each other as in the jury house. And so it wasn't like a big shocker to us. And then also like, okay, Tina comes in and is just very casual. Like, oh, hey guys. Yeah, this is what happened. Okay, cool. So if you're not getting great content out of a jury segment, like it's not, number one, it's not needed now, obviously. But like, also, like, if you're not getting great content, like, do it another time when there's nothing else.
And it, and the jury segment felt rushed as well.
Like, yes.
We didn't get to see their reaction to, like, and then Kiefer got backdoored. How are you here? Talked his way out. Wow. Kiefer, unbelievable. Like, we didn't get to see any of that. We saw none of them watching the tapes. We saw very little from the we got a whole segment about Victoria. I don't even remember, like
being a city girl.
Yeah. Like,
like hating the woods. Like,
how is again, this the what we're seeing on a double eviction episode?
Yeah, I was so happy episode, but like right now is not the time.
I was so happy to see them. Like, I was so happy to see like Rohan and Victoria, but like even, and I feel like I'm a fan of them, but even then I was like, to me, there was so much anticipation, right, for what is about to happen that I was like, no, I can't get into it. Like, to me, I just couldn't get into it and be happy to see my faves on the screen because my heart was still like, no, but who's going to go? How is this going to go down? Who's going to come back? Little do we know, no one's coming back currently.
Yeah. And I feel like some of what we lost for this segment was that the double eviction veto competition was chopped to hell. Like, it lasted about like 20 seconds.
Yeah, I was so confused. I was like, this is gonna last a while. And then all of a sudden it was like, we have a winner. I was like, wait, what did I miss? What just happened?
Yeah, that was terrible. And then Zero, I don't know if they had actual time in the house and they just cut it out, or if somehow their lack of schedule because of this stupid jury segment actually took away real life time for the players to campaign. But it seemed like they went straight into the ceremony, mm-hmm. straight into a vote with no time to talk or campaign, which is terrible. Could you imagine the Ika Netta double eviction if they had no time to talk after everything, like after the veto? Like, why? Like, what is happening here?
Honestly, double eviction episode should be like at least an hour and 30 minutes. Like, it just does not make any sense.
That's not necessarily in their control. But at least don't put a jury segment in there.
Look, yes. Granted that ideally they're at least an hour and 30 minutes, 2 hours, ideally, honestly. But in the event that they can't do that, there are so many things that they can do differently. I feel like we didn't actually, and I was like checking the clock because I was like, okay, this doesn't make any sense. We didn't actually get into like the double eviction until like the last like 20 minutes, 15 minutes. Like, that shouldn't be the case. It should be like quick, double eviction happens. Like, let's get through this. I want to see everything happen and see the strategy and see everything like that. It's like, it just, it didn't make sense. And I get that they have to show the, like, the whole, like, Ty turning on Jed and all that sort of stuff. And the aftermath of the veto. Like, we have to see that, obviously. But you're right. Like, the jury segment, like, we really don't need that. There shouldn't be any filler in an episode like this. Like, save the filler for a boring episode.
Easily transferable. Believe me, even with this cast, I'm sure there are going to be plenty of slower episodes in the coming weeks as we get down to the finals. That's just how things go. This is such an easily transferable segment. It's
that big of a problem? Is it that big of a problem to have like one more jury person come in as part of the segment?
And it's not live.
And just add another person to come into it. Like, it's super easy.
And it's not live. Like, to me, that's where, and I like it actually, because to me, then they have more control over what they show us. But at this point, I'd rather it be live. I think we'll see more. Yeah.
But it's what we got. And so we come back in, we see what happened, just this morning where, Ty says it's like being cheated on in a relationship. It'll just never be the same again, Jed. And Jed says it is terrifying how well you have lied to me, Ty. And it's like, well, maybe if you hadn't lied to him, he wouldn't be saying that. Jed gives his speech at the eviction. He says he's been riding for his people the entire time. He gets a little choked up. At this point, people are, Ty is finally crying. He was like, I haven't even cried. But it seems like it's finally hitting him. And Kiefer is in tears and Beth is crying. And they go in and they vote. They all vote Jed out of the game by a vote of 3-0. Jed has been evicted from the Big Brother Canada 9 house. Except not out of the game yet.
I thought that was funny how they just like had a little sign. Yeah. But that, I loved like, it though. Like, it was, I mean, I just loved it.
The fact that he walks back into the HOH room was a really, really good touch. You know, like if he had come out to Arisa or to like, you know, somebody like, hey, but you're not out of the game yet. You're going to be competing. And the fact that he walks right back in was so, it was so hype. It was just like,
especially because you're like, you watch him leave and you're just like, oh, this is devastating. Like, this is sad. Poor guy. And you see his like face after he like walks through the door. And then all of a sudden he turns and he sees the sign and he's just like, okay. And he like walks through, boom, HOH room. He's like, oh my God. Oh my God. And I'm sitting there saying, oh my God, too. It was great.
And the fact, it's the fact that he's, that you know, physically, he is right upstairs.
He's still in the house.
Yeah. Like they are downstairs, like celebrating their victory over the golden god Jed. They don't know that he has not even left the building.
And he's literally over them.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it couldn't be more perfect for how they see him. Like, he's literally above them watching down. Well, technically, I know he's not actually watching anything, right? But still.
Yeah, I thought they were setting him up with, like, the headphones to watch. But I guess it was just to cancel out noise so that he couldn't hear anything and couldn't watch anything. So Jed's going to be waiting and we're going to get to this next HOH competition. And again, baffling choice here. What is this HOH competition? This is their take on like what the bleep.
It's like I was so confused for a little bit. I was like, where are these audio clips coming from? And like, is there just random audio clips? Like, and then I realized they were trying to make it look like the person was saying it, but like it was like bad lip reading, but not good.
It was
no offense to whoever made it, but it was really bad. I had no idea what was supposed to be going on. I thought like, are they trying to get them to like, who are these people who are talking? Are these other audio clips from other parts of the show?
No.
And then I realized like, oh, this is them like trying to do a bad lip reading like video. And instead it's like actually like a bad lip reading video. It didn't match the lips.
And
like, if you're going to do a bad lip reading, make it match the lips.
They go to like Tina and it's like, oh, I ate some bad slop, like stomach noise. Like, oh, she's got bad gas. Isn't that funny?
Was so weird.
Why?
Was awful. It was and I was trying to like write it down. And then I literally was rolling my eyes while I was writing down these bad lip readings because... But who comes up with this stuff? The same person that decides the feeds are off. That's who probably came up with it. Bad decisions all around.
Yeah. This would have been better if it had been a silent video of just somebody speaking, but you can't hear anything that they're saying because that was just embarrassing. Ty ends up winning this competition and he is pumped. What did I say? Believe in yourself. That's what I'm talking about.
He's like, you thought I didn't know the days, but I knew the days.
It's like, okay. Ty, you're still in Final Five right now. Not the time.
Oh my God.
Not good.
He thought he won the game. Mm-hmm. Like a game, like Big Brother Canada, I mean, not the HOH. Cause that was so cute though. I think it's his emotions just going wild.
Yeah.
Poor guy.
Yeah. Here it is. He does what he was talking about doing. Beth and Tara on the block, but unbeknownst to I think some people, because there's always a chance, they did go back and forth a few times between Tara and Beth. But ultimately, the arguments for Tara seem to be stronger. Tara, the intended target here, Tara and Beth on the block. We go to the veto competition, which genuinely, this might be the worst televised veto competition I maybe have ever seen. I have no idea what happened, why, or how long it took or anything.
No idea who was doing a good job, who was doing a bad job. Like I had no idea what was happening. I was like, I saw the comp and I was like, oh, this is going to take a while. There's like a lot of like things to untangle or whatever. And then it was like, oh, it's over. It was like a wide shot too, so I didn't even know who won. Yeah. I was like, I think that's Brayden's voice. Like, what's going on?
And Brayden was at the end too, which is why couldn't hear anything.
It was like a few different close-up shots of people either untying on one side or untying on the other side, and it kept switching back and forth because it was clearly not like in real time, and they were cutting it to be quicker. And then all of a sudden, somebody comes through a tunnel. I was like, wait, nobody was even untying on that side. And they have a long enough rope, and boom, and it's Brayden, and it's okay. And Beth apparently was right behind him, but I didn't see any of that either. And then before we know it, they're sitting down. Brayden chooses not to use the veto. We talked about that already. And we're heading straight into the vote. Kiefer says he hates doing this, but he's voting to evict Tara. Brayden does as well. And Tara is blindsided with this vote. Tara on her way out the door. Beth does make a speech here about like Tara lied on her children and don't get rid of me. But they had their minds made up at this point anyway. So
look, I do appreciate Beth's fight. I have to say, like, she does really want it. And like, you know, a lot of the times when you get.
We agree.
Okay, yeah. A lot of the times when you get to this point, you have people just being like, look, I've really enjoyed getting to know all you and I've had a great time.
It's okay. It's okay. It's better that you continue talking than the muting. Yes. So Tara goes out, and then she comes right back in. Again, a great moment to have her come into the HOH room. She finds Jed there. And she just breaks. I'm so sorry. Oh my God. I have so much to tell you. So ominous, so emotional. Again, great, great concept for having them go into that HOH room.
Yeah, that should be like the next meme, right? Like, you're still in the game. Like, to me, it's like every time I get, like, every time someone gets a vaccine, like, they should be like, you're still in the game with that woman, like, really, you know, because she was like, had a surgical gown on, right? Mm. They had a surgical gown on. It was so funny. I loved it. I thought it was really cute. Also, I think that they should show us the veto competition on the live feed since we have nothing else. Like, give us the whole unedited comp at this point.
Yeah. So there we are. We're going to then cut back to the living room, and we're going to tell them. I mean, this was great. Beth, we're in the final four. We're in the final four. Like,
I know. I was like, no, you're not.
Nope. And so then they are told that the double eviction they just experienced was fake. And they, I think, are they're like, what do you mean it's fake? Beth actually immediately was like, oh my God, they're going to battle. Completely calls it. She's excited. Ty and Kiefer are not excited.
Like the Eeyore, like again, it's like, oh, okay, here we are.
I know, it's like two betrayals just right back to back, and then all of a sudden they're coming back.
Yeah. We get an image of them. I think Arissa said the competition was called Heads Will Roll. So I paused in on this. What it looked like to me was they were both stationed at these big ramps. Ramps going up, and then at the top of the ramps were a flat surface, a small platform of flat surface at the top of the ramp, and then a little lip around that flat surface that would funnel the ball back down to the player. So basically how I'm imagining this is going to work, they each had three balls, is that they're gonna have to roll the ball up the ramp and try to get it to stop on the flat part of the ramp at the top without it going over and falling into the little lip where it will come back down to them and they try again. I imagine the competition will be get all three balls to stay up at the top of the ramp, and then you win, which I think is a pretty decent call for one of these kinds of competitions. It could be it's a kind of competition that can be very, very tense, as like anything can happen at any moment. You get two balls up there. You might knock one off. And then somebody might start catching up. You might come very, very close a couple times. Like, this is the kind of competition that you might want. Would have been great to see at the tail end of a very emotional and exciting episode. But what are you going to do? But that's what I imagine this competition is going to be like, kind of similar to the one in Big Brother 22 that ultimately took out Kacer. But he came very close to winning, that Enzo ended up winning, where they were throwing the rolling the ball up the ramp and trying to get it stuck in the middle. So we'll see where this goes. I mean, obviously, I think that Jed could have an advantage here, a slight advantage. I mean, he's got the reach, so he can just throw the ball from a shorter distance, which can help. Also, having played sports, good high and hand-eye coordination, it's all going to be good. But again, Enzo won this in Big Brother 22. He beat, you know, Cody and Memphis and Christmas and, you know, whoever else. And Kacer almost beat Enzo. This is pretty much anyone's game. I don't think Tara is out of this at all. I think that this is definitely a competition that either of them could absolutely win. And it has a lot to do with luck, and it has a lot to do with just sometimes it just comes to rolling a ball into a hole, as they mm-hmm. always used to say in Big Brother 14. So
also, I think nerves will have a part of it.
Like, absolutely.
I think, like, part also, like, so like Jed kind of knew he was going, whereas Tara didn't know she was going. So she might be a little more like, what the heck? Like, ah, this is so crazy. This just happened to me. And he might be a little more relaxed. So, but you never know.
Jed looked better. Like, when the camera at least panned to Jed, I felt like Jed was kind of ready. And he also had the whole double eviction to calm down, which gives him, I think, a higher advantage, because Tara was trying her best to be composed, but I could feel her nerves versus, I think, Jed to me looked more calm.
Yeah, Jed had that, like, when he was first told the tie was turning on him, he sat in that bed for an hour just biting his nails, just like processing. He's had days to process the fact that he's being betrayed. He leaves the game. He looked like a man on a mission. He looked like a man with a certain set of skills, and that he was ready to come back and show them that they just made the biggest mistake of their lives. Tara, I think, could get there, and she looked pissed too. She looked like she was ready to go. But
well,
we
when
know
they
that
said the not, thing about the vengeance, they're back with the vengeance. Yeah. They're like, yes, we are.
Yeah,
I love that.
But we know that Tara, like, I think Tara is there as well. Like, she would love to come back with the vengeance, but it's a lot more fresh for her. And and she also just competed in that veto competition, and she was just crying. And so, like, there's a lot more going on for Tara. But that doesn't necessarily mean that she's out at all. I would say like, normally playing this competition, if they're both completely fresh, I would give Jed like maybe like 55-60% edge over Tara. Maybe slightly higher, because Tara is now sort of shaken by this whole experience. That's not that much of an edge, is what I'm saying. We'll see where it goes. I think ultimately this story works so much more, so much better if Jed comes back in. But I also think that if Tara comes back in, I think she's working with Beth. And I think that it's Beth and Tara versus the world. And I think if Jed comes back in, it's Jed and Beth versus the world. Either way, we are looking at some interesting stuff heading forward in this game. It's a shame we can't watch any of it.
I'm just sad we couldn't have a Romeo Juliet moment, man. Just you robbed us again.
I know. I really thought it was going to be Beth versus Jed. I honestly was like, oh, man. This is crazy. And I also feel like it gives us the better narrative, like, number one, with, like, yeah, it's Beth versus Jed, but then also, like, only one of them comes back. And so you don't just have the triple in the place again. It's just one of them versus them. I just feel like it would have been
sauce. Yeah. The sauce is going to be back, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. They probably will be not actually working together, but they will be in the same house.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. So obviously, sight unseen, we don't know who's returning. We don't know who's going to win the final five, the real final five HOH. Who is our front runner right now to win this thing? Is it Beth? After what we saw in the jury segment where they talked about Beth? I mean, we ranted about the jury segment, but We heard Tina say that Kiefer is playing the best game. Vic says, yeah, absolutely. People are going to see that. They're going to want to take him out. But who's playing this the next best game? Vic says Beth. And Vic was the person I thought would be most against Beth, potentially, in the jury house. I know that Tina went in there talking about Beth being very tough to beat, being the person she would rank second. To hear Vic say it, that tells me a lot. Ro saying, I don't like her, but I've got to respect her. And this is before they know that Jed is gone. This is when they think Jed is still in the game with Beth. You know, I asked Tina, does Beth need to cut Jed to win this game? And she said, no, Jed needs to cut Beth. And it seems like that attitude may have transferred to the jury, and none of the people in the house can see it right now. And Beth is now the person who benefits the most from either Jed or Tara coming back into the game. Whichever one comes back in will be a bigger target than her, and likely won't target her if they win. A lot of things are going right for Beth right now. Is she the front runner?
I think she might be. I mean, I don't know. It just seems like people respect her. And I do think before the end of the game, she is going to make a big move. Like, I think she wants to desperately. It's clear. So I think that she's going to do something that she considers, or that everybody considers, a big move. I don't know if it'll be the right move for her, but I think she'll try and make a big move.
Yeah, I think Kiefer, like, is just because he talked himself out of that going home against Tina. Like, I really think he has the skills to kind of set himself up with a lot of people in the house versus I can see Beth, but I think just Keith just has better relationships with at least Bray and Ty currently.
Yeah. I mean,
no, Kiefer, go ahead.
Oh, Kiefer is definitely up there. Mm-hmm. I mean, here's the thing. Do I think Beth's the front runner? Not really, mostly because I don't think anyone is the front runner. I don't think we have a front runner. I think that they are all equally likely to win, except for Brayden. I genuinely think that they all have a chance here, whether it's Tara or Jed that comes back. I think they each have a chance. I think Ty is probably in the most amount of danger coming into this final five. But whoever returns will be probably the second most danger, or equally as in danger as Ty. There's a lot here. I still do not know where this is going to go. It's probably going to be 2v2 in this final five HOH. And then from there, who knows?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we'll see how everyone maneuvers this HOH. I'm excited.
Yeah, I did. So, I actually clipped Ty's reaction when he found out that, Jed was going to be, potentially returning to the game. that was his
screaming, high-pitched scream.
The hap-non that Canada has decided to save is...
I'm hella worried right now.
Yeah, not good.
It's that.
Sounds about right. It's going to be interesting, I think. Obviously, I'm disappointed that we don't really... I mean, they're not going to get any talk about it all weekend. I'm just going to forget about it, I guess. I have to, like, we all just have to just put it out of our minds until Monday, which is not ideal for a television show, but okay. And you know, we'll just have to see what happens. I'm excited. I think that it could be really exciting. I also I feel like this is one of the few seasons where I don't really know what's going to happen going down the stretch. I feel like a lot of the times it's like, okay, these people are working together, they're going to get out these people, like, end of story. I feel like all these people are just like interwoven. Everyone's working with someone one week and then another person the next week, and who knows what's going to happen. I literally don't know who the winner is going to be, so it's exciting.
Thank you, casting, again, because I feel like I really go in on casting all the time, so thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, any final thoughts on everything we saw here tonight, Melissa?
It was a great episode, I have to say. Like, as much as we are upset about the feeds being down, and as much as we're upset about not seeing, you know, the final, competition, it was a really exciting, fun episode. I don't feel like I've had this much fun watching an episode in a long time. And I also haven't had an episode where I said, what? As much as I did tonight. So I feel like that's a good sign. And I thought it was great. And I'm really looking forward to seeing how the rest of the season plays out. Normally at this point in time, it gets to like the boring part of the game where all the excitement has happened and it kind of is a march to the end. But I don't feel that way this time. This time is totally different. I'm excited to see where this goes.
Yeah. Sasha, any final thoughts?
Yeah, you know, I just wanted to say the reason I think we are so mad about live feeds and this is because we love the game, because we're loving this season.
This was so good.
Yes.
This was so good. We just wanted it to land right.
Exactly. And that's why, to me, it's just funny because I haven't been in this place with Big Brother in so long that I'm again just so grateful. And I think I'm going to rewatch this episode, actually, because I feel like I missed Ty actually nominating the two of them. I had to go back and be like, wait, how did I miss that? But that could be a me thing. But again, I'm just so grateful for it. And what a great episode, seriously.
If they had cut the Big Brother 22 feeds after the final six eviction, I don't think anybody would have complained that much.
We'd be thankful. We'd be like, wow,
yeah, people
I don't
were
have
like,
to complain.
Get some wall yellers in there to turn them off. We don't care. So that's where we are here. Thank you guys so much for joining us. What a season. What a season. We have from everything that we saw here, a great episode. I do wish that we had landed it here. A question for Mo, do we think that Kiefer threw the HOH competition? It's definitely possible. So Kiefer did mention that he did not necessarily want to win this HOH. He's been talking about, final five HOH. He understands not a great thing to win. Ideally. He did not really want to win, but he did say that he would still try. And we know that he did also, attempt to, try to win the previous, HOH in the double eviction. So, I'm not sure if he would have thrown it, but he got it wrong by one day. Now, Kiefer, Bill says Kiefer knows his days inside out. I do disagree with that. He is off by one day when he studies. I've caught him a couple of times. Mm-hmm. So it would not surprise me if he genuinely got it wrong.
I also don't think he would throw this. I don't feel like this is, maybe he would because he feels a little like safe with the remaining people. But I just feel like I don't see him throwing this now that we're down to the end stretch.
It's very risky because even if he is safe from potential initial noms, like the veto, you're a final five, like the veto could play out in a weird way. As we said, Brayden could have used this veto and pushed Kiefer out the door. Even if just Beth or Tara had won this veto, then who knows? Maybe Brayden's not going up. Maybe Kiefer's going up. And maybe if Kiefer has to go up, he's got to go home.
He has PTSD from the last double eviction, which he should have thrown. So I think he's making up for that. And I think, again, what we want them to do, they do the opposite. So it actually makes complete sense.
Yeah. Melissa, did you see a question in the chat?
Yeah. Heather had she had a super chat and she asked if because Keith knows he physically can't compete, has he been slowly swaying Bray and Ty all season? And his game bedroom pillow talk. That's the question.
He certainly has been. Kiefer works on everyone as much as possible, right?
And I also think that's the way to do it, too. It's like, when you're like, at least from what I've seen is like, it does seem that people like can form really strong bonds with people that you're in a room with. And so like those late night talks where you're just like, first of all, in the first half of the season, we're just bonding. We're kind of just like having fun, hanging out. We're in the same room together all the time. So, it makes sense. And then, as the season gets going, like you can use that as an excuse to talk about other things because you're just like, yeah, we're just going to bed. And then you're like, but we're also going to talk a little.
Late night chats are a big deal.
Yeah.
Use them effectively.
Well, and he clearly did this week.
Yeah.
I mean, that's where they came up with the plan, essentially. It's like, hey, what if we did this? So, you know, I do think it works. And I also, and this is what I've said before too, is, I mean, it's not really relevant this season, but like Have Not Room, I do feel like people really bond in a Have Not Room. And it's a really good place for people who are on like different sides of the house to like connect. So like if I was ever HOH and I had to put people in the Have Not Room, I would not try and put people who were like on different sides of the house, I guess, because I feel like that is where you connect. That's where you can bond and like form these like side parachute alliances. And you don't want that.
All right. Well, an exciting episode, an exciting night, a great season. I mean, it has not taken its foot off of the gas. Hopefully this extended break from the feeds does not kill the momentum, as it may do. But I think there's a lot to look forward to still. This season continues to be dynamic. I think that the end game will hopefully continue to be dynamic. And we will be in for something very exciting. So that's what we're going to have for you. Tomorrow morning, I will be live at 11 a.m. Eastern to I'll run through. I'll give you I already kind of talked about what happened this morning on today's update. But I'll go live tomorrow morning. We'll just fill everyone in that there will be no feeds. We'll kind of run through what we do know and maybe what we can expect to maybe have or maybe see when we get the feeds back up. And sort of inform you about what we'll be doing with the live feed updates while the feeds are down for the next few days. And then Monday we'll be back, with an episode recap, we'll find out who comes back into the game. We'll find out who wins that next HOH. And we'll see what happens there. And there's going to be plenty of Circle coverage tomorrow night, the Circle Roundtable. Or not tomorrow night, that's Saturday night will be the Circle Roundtable. We'll talk about the week of Circle episodes that have dropped this week. So check all of that out. You can also find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taren Armstrong. If you want to find me there, I was watching this fake double eviction live as it happened on Twitch. And that was very exciting. It was very fun to watch with you guys. I'll be playing some games this weekend, predicting the Oscars. I may even link up with one Cody Calafiore to play some Fall Guys on Sunday, if you guys want to check that out. So find me there on twitch.tv/Taren Armstrong. Melissa, where can people find you?
You can find me on all social media at It's Melissa with 3 A's. That's it.
Three of them. Sasha, where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter at funsize_04 and for other YouTube coverage on Silent Podcast, where we talk about a few other reality shows.
There you go. Thank you guys so much for joining us here tonight. It's been a blast all season long. I can't wait to close out the season with all of you, and see you next time.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.